So we'll move on to discussion and possible action on retirement plan amendment preparation by Monica Wood.
The committee is almost entirely new. In October, in 2007, the retirement committee authorized the general manager to instruct the actuary at that time to split our plan, to amend the plan and split it. And so it's two separate plans, a defined contribution and a defined benefit plan, which is the norm. I don't think any one of us have ever found anyone who has seen a defined contribution and defined benefit plan merged into one. So since the plan is frozen, we have instructed the actuary to go out and split the plans. And the retirement committee authorized the general manager to contract for those services. Then in April, we came to the committee and we said we have some concerns with our current actuaries, the quality of work that we were seeing with that current actuary. And so we went out for RFPs. We contracted with another actuary who is here today. Doug Anderson is our new actuary with the Stanton Group. And he's here mainly so he can meet you all and be in front. Well, since our the resolution from October gave the general manager permission to have the current actuary, who was the Brian Pendleton, McAllister, and Swatz group, we need to now come back to you with a new resolution. And this time we weren't specific in our resolution, although we don't anticipate any problems with the Stanton group. But the resolution does not have a specific name to carry out the split of the plan and to continue on with that process. The prior actuary did get started on that process. We were not happy with what we saw, and that's really was probably the straw that broke the camel's back when we said, okay, we need to stop it here. So the resolution in front of you today is really giving the general manager authorization to contract with our current actuary to continue with that process of splitting the plan into two plans. Are there any questions?
Have we terminated the services of
yes,
them?
Yes, we have. Yes.
And we're within our rights. And
yes, we have. Yes, ma'am.
Any questions?
This is just a continuation of really what we're doing, just with the new.
Yes.
Now, actually, this is not on this resolution per se, but when we split the plan and we've got the defined benefit plan, there will come a day way down the road that we have everybody paid, there's nobody left. What happens to those assets?
Well, in case when you split, two things we hope will happen. By splitting the plan, our thought is that the one thing in the fairly short future after that's done, we would terminate the defined contribution part of the plan, because those actually have asset balance, and you could terminate those and distribute those, if you will, to the participants, in which case they could roll them over through a bunch of educational process that we'll do. They will be able to roll those over to qualified IRAs and various other types of instruments if they choose to, or however they like to do that. You'd be able to then close the DC out and get out from that, leaving you the chunk of money that, of course, is then obligated on the DB side that will continue to pay out for years and years and years. At the end, of course, the hope is that you have enough assets to actually pay all those benefits. It'd be great if, yes, at the end of the day, when you paid the last check to the last retiree, if you had some assets left, those would come back to the authority, is my understanding. But that's going to be way beyond.
So they're not. It's not going to other employees or something. I'm just trying to establish if it was set up so that it would be split up with other employees' plans
not
or something of that sort.
No. And there would be no more. There would be no more participants left at that point. So
that's all that I was trying to establish.
Yes, sir. No, that's fine.
Okay. Any other questions? Would you need a resolution?
The following resolution is presented for the consideration to the retirement committee for adoption at its October 27th, 2008 meeting. Be it resolved that the general manager, CEO, is authorized to coordinate with Brazos River Authority's actuary to complete the retirement plan amendment for the purpose of separating the defined contribution component from the defined benefit component. The amendment will result in the creation of a separate defined contribution plan that can subsequently be terminated and the vested account balances be distributed to participants.
Motion?
Second.
Okay. Did you get that? Yeah. Okay. We'll have a roll call vote, please.
Chairman Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Collinsworth?
Yes.
Mr. Forte?
Yes.
Mr. Wheelis?
Yes.
Thank you, Monica. I guess we got you on tap for the next one.
Yeah, and I've got another question now that we passed that. So what we're doing is we had money going in on a defined benefit. It's now going into defined contribution.
Well, we were actually putting money into to both plans up until the freeze a year ago.
Okay.
The actuary would tell us on the defined benefit side, based on the actuarial assumptions and mortality tables and all the various things, as to how much we had to put into that. And that amounted to several hundred thousand dollars a year that the respiratory had to put into the DB side, if you will.
Okay.
The DC side was payroll deduction. There was required payroll deduction from the employees, and then the Bradshaw Authority also made contributions, DC contributions, to that also. But those have all since ceased as of a year ago. All
okay.
of that has stopped.
And so what are we doing now, like 401ks now?
Well, we have another plan.
TCDOS.
And that's the next item exactly.
Okay.
We stopped that plan altogether as far as contributions and moved to a new plan, TCDRS,
okay.
which they're going to describe now. That was about it. We're about a year into that.
Okay, very good. That's just, I needed to get in my mind what was going on.
It is trying to explain it to the employees,
And the hard part is I've read all this stuff, and I still didn't completely grasp
what was going on. It has been a challenge to wrap our hands around our retirement, the pieces of our retirement plan, and like I said last year, part of our intent with freezing the current plan was to simplify, get everyone on equitable benefits. The defined benefit plan, as you know, most companies are getting away from them because they are so incredibly expensive. And
well, we had an accounting change that dictated that. That's why everybody's getting out of that.
Let's move to the next
yes.
item, and that
yes.
covers this.
Yes.